Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting for December 8, 2020. I'm James Sagerton, Chair of the National Finance Committee, and we believe we have a quorum. Mr. Secretary, will you take the roll?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams. Teresa J. Allen.
Present.
Nick Arena. Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Dwayne Lark. R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Okay, that's eight. You got a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, I'm going to read the agenda. And it begins, we've already begun, number one was convene the meeting at 8:30 p.m. We're about 8 minutes late.
Point of information, did you send this out so I can look for it?
You should have just gotten it. It came out late. My apologies.
That's okay.
I was trying
Thank
to
you.
Finish up a few things.
Okay.
Okay, number two is the roll call. Number three is adopt the agenda. We're on. Number four is the chair's announcements for 2 minutes. Number five is the ICFO report, Anita Sims, the October financials, cash flow, deposit transparency progress, 45 minutes for the report, and Q&A. Number six is schedule budget presentations and review, 10 minutes. Number seven is central services formula, 45 minutes. Number eight is reports from the stations on their budget timeline progress. We only have two, KPFT and KPFK, 3 minutes. Nine is old business. It's an old motion that we've read several times. I won't read the whole thing now, but it has to do with central services moratorium for KPFT. 10 is new business, which has to do with SCA income, popularly known as sideband income. Number 11 is adjourned no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, did you move to adopt this? Is that a motion?
So moved. Thank you, R. Paul.
Okay. First, I have some amendments. The first is to add approval of minutes after chair's announcements.
Yes. I apologize. I did see that you had some of them, and I did not remember to put that in. Okay. Is there any discussion or objection to that? Hearing none, that's added.
Let's make that like 5 minutes, even though it won't be 5 minutes.
Very good. Go on if you're ready, R. Paul.
Ready for what?
Oh, you thought you said you had more than one.
Oh, yes. I got another one. Okay. Next one is to add discussion of mailing list issues for 5 minutes. And we shouldn't shove that at the very end of the meeting because the mailing list we're using will disappear 1 week from today.
Yes.
So, I'm not sure where people will want to put this, but we could maybe think of putting it. Maybe before schedule budget presentations and review. Would that be okay?
I think that's okay. I wouldn't be adverse to putting it in after the other item that we just added.
Oh, after approval of
Anita's report. I think Anita is resigned to being with us for the entire night, so we're not in a hurry to get her home tonight, I don't think.
I'm with you for the duration.
I thought so. Thank you.
Okay, so then the motion becomes, the amendment becomes to add discussion of mailing list issues after approval of minutes for 5 minutes.
Is there any discussion?
I'm sorry. So approval of the minutes is now item number 5. And then so the issue of the, so this is now number 6, and it's entitled what? Mailing list, did you say?
To add discussion, the name of it will be discussion of mailing list issues.
Okay.
And just a correction, I think adopt the agenda is still number 3, is it not?
Agenda is 3,
yeah.
Chair announcements
yeah.
is 4, approved minutes is now number 5.
Yes.
Six is now the discussion of mailing list. ICFO is now 7. Okay.
Nancy, with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Is that discussion of emailing lists?
Yeah, the Yahoo lists are going to disappear.
Okay.
Something our Paul's been bringing up for a long time.
Yep.
And we need to deal with it. So is there any objection to that item being placed there? Hearing none. Our Paul, do you have any others?
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. The next one is to strike under old business all after, quote, motion for a moratorium on central services from KPFT. And the idea here is we don't need the whole motion in the agenda. We just say what the agenda item is going to be, and that should be enough.
Agreed.
Say that one more time. So what are we striking?
Okay. On, let me get to it here.
On old business,
which it was 9. I guess it's now going to be like 11 or something. Old business. To strike all after the words motion for a moratorium on central services from KPFT, because the agenda as presented has an entire motion in it, and we don't need the entire motion in the agenda.
All right.
ARPO is gradually teaching me to economize on the agenda, which as secretary is a good thing for him too. But it's appropriate.
It makes the minutes look better, and it helps us to find where we are at any one moment.
Agreed. Okay, is there any objections to that? Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is Sharon, Chair. I just wanted to let you know that I'm on the call now.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate it. Thanks for being here. Is there any further discussion on that issue of removing the additional language on the old business? Any objection? Hearing none. That's approved. Any more, Paul?
Well, not an amendment, but we have under new business SCA income. And we've done this before. In fact, we discussed it rather a bit at the last meeting. How is this new business? I don't know. I mean, I guess we can leave it there, but I think it's more like old unfinished business. By the way, you've got it. Oh, you did it as unfinished old business. Please make – all right, I will have an amendment right now to make – old business, unfinished business.
All right.
Okay.
Any discussion on that? Any objection? Hearing none, that's done. And, Arpal,
right, so
the reason that the – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying the SCA income issue, where should it go? Maybe it could stay there, but I don't know.
I think it needs to stay there, R. Paul, because we were discussing it under another topic, another item, and that was referred to us by the PNB, and at the request of Lydia Brazan, we didn't get to it. But now there's some sentiment that we should get to it. So I think, you know, because it was referred to us, it's our obligation to take it up. I think you're correct in thinking that the committee has more or less reached a consensus on it, so it shouldn't take much time at some point when we can actually get to it.
This is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
I would object to moving it further down the agenda because there is some there are some urgent issues that we need to take up on under that topic and finalize it as soon as possible so we can get to approving the budget. Thank you.
I understand.
Well,
so for now we're going to leave it where it is. Is that? Did you have a motion, R. Paul?
No, I just wanted
to
see what we're doing here. Okay, you've explained
right.
It. I'll simply point out it's in new business. It can't go any further down the agenda than that.
Right. Okay, if that's all on the agenda, does anybody else have any additions or changes that they'd like to make or subtractions? Hearing no further discussion, I'll ask, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended?
No objection.
Hearing none, we're ready to move on. I'm going to go to the chair's announcements. We have received draft budgets from three stations and the affiliates so far, and I understand also that PRA has one in. We should begin reviewing them at our next meeting. We are behind schedule and should plan to schedule extra meetings. The ICFO says that ideally the GMs should present their budgets. We could take them in the order they were submitted or at the convenience of the presenters. Treasurers and board members should consult with their GMs, BMs, and appropriate others to schedule presentations. We will review the October financials tonight. There are no other new announcements. So that's it for announcements.
So what are the budgets that we have?
Oh, we're going to get to that when we get to that item on the agenda, okay? Oh, you were just – we have KPFA, WBAI, WPFW, PRA, and the affiliates.
Thank you.
We have KPFK and KPFT outstanding yet.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina.
We also have the national office budget, right?
Oh, correct. Yes. Yes, thank you. Correct. All right. R. Paul, the next item would be the approval of minutes.
Okay, yes, that's what we are, yes, let me get to that. I'm trying to put the agenda together as we have it right here and now, and here we go. Okay, I move to approve the minutes of the November 10th NFC meeting.
I'm going to ask if there's any discussion or corrections, additions to the minutes.
Dwayne Rock.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I reserve the right, as usual, to make any corrections because I don't have access to it.
Yes, I usually say that as we approve them, that they're subject to change and approval, and I think minutes are always subject to correction at a later date. I appreciate you bringing it up.
Can I ask why the member doesn't have access to it?
It hasn't been received in my email.
Oh, well, some problem with your email then, because I sent it out a long time ago. All right.
Okay.
Fred here.
Now, the next item was the mailing list. I'm sorry, what was that?
Fred, my question, the minutes we just approved were the November 10th minutes. I thought we approved those last
right.
At the last meeting because I have the
November 24th.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I moved
good
to
catch,
make
Fred.
I moved to make it the 24th, 11:24 minutes.
All right. Any objection? So that's the amendment. Now we have to approve them again?
I would say, since there was a mistake made, this is just a new motion to make it the 11:24 meeting.
Okay, so then we're done.
With that thing, I think, yeah.
Okay, now is time we go to item 7, discussion of the disappearing mailing list. Our
okay.
Paul, would you like to lead that?
I guess so. Okay, in 1 week from tonight, there is no longer a Yahoo group. That means our mailing list disappears. And so we have to make a decision. We can do one of two things. We could say, hey, we'll just send out everybody's email to everybody else, and we'll have a sort of jury-rigged email list. We'll just write to each other, knowing that there are 11 people, and we'll know each other's email addresses and send stuff that way. Or we could go and start a Google Groups list. I don't like Google Groups, on the other hand, in terms of disclosure. I have had to start one for the WBAI local finance committee. So I don't like it. It's awful. However, we may have to bite the bullet. I'd like to know what people want to do. Do we want to go to a Google Groups, or do we want to just write to each other?
This is Paulina.
Fred also.
Go ahead, Paulina. I think I heard you first.
Like to
vote. Let Fred go. I think I heard him first. And then Paulina.
There's a third alternative, and that is we could have KPF. We could have Pacifica set us up a listserv so that we can send emails to a single address and they'll go out to the entire NFC.
Oh. Okay, that's possible.
Well, we do it with kpfk.org. We have an LSB at kpfk.org that does that. So I don't see why we can't get Jonathan Alexander to set one up for the NFC.
Because I wrote to the entire PNB a month or 2 months back saying, hey, maybe it'd be a good idea if Pacifica set up mailing lists. And I never got a word from any director that they'd even gotten the mailing from me about it. But, okay, so you're certain this could be done.
90%. I have to email Jonathan and see if he's still an admin for the email server.
Okay.
Would Otis be able to? I'm sorry, Nancy here with a question.
Paulina is both.
Go ahead, Nancy. Sorry. Let's go to the question. Is it a quick request for information?
I was wondering if Otis was able to do that as well.
I don't think Otis
know the answer to that.
Can Fred respond?
Go ahead, Fred.
I don't think Otis has access to the email server, which is the where it's being done currently, whereas Jonathan does. But it's just a question of contacting these people and seeing if they're willing to do it. And then it's possible to keep it in-house. Rather than going out to Google.
Okay, we jumped over Paulina. Let's go back to Paulina, and then we can go on. Go ahead, Paulina.
There is yet another alternative. that the affiliates have adopted, and they were a little bit more timely than us here. They've been migrating to a new listserv under the platform groups.io. I just sent that to the whole committee in response to James's last email with the agenda. It's just groups.io, if you look for that. And that's what the affiliate group has adopted, has migrated to. It's, I don't know how much better it would be than Google Groups, but I would assume maybe we could consult with them. But that's something that we could set up ourselves very quickly. And we would not have to burden Jonathan Alexander with extra work, given that the fact that he's been perhaps overburdened and not quite always responding. And also the other concern of mine would be with staying in-house is that lately, or always pretty much, whenever we update the list, that update takes a long time to come into effect, so much so that many members, both on the local and national level, have complained repeatedly for weeks and weeks that they are members of the committee, they have accepted the invitation to the listserv, but they're not getting, you know, they're not getting the emails, and that's been happening with specific listservs, at least for sure. So I would suggest that people look into groups.io, and maybe you can contact either Ursula Rudenberg or Stephanie Schubert, her assistant, who has set that up, and they've successfully migrated to that, and so have I, because I'm part of that group. So they're using something called groups.io.
Thank you, Paulina. Does anyone want to respond to that suggestion?
Nancy, with a question? Yeah, okay.
I hear Nancy. I thought I heard somebody else in the background.
I heard our poll after that.
Very good. Go ahead, Nancy.
I've heard good things about groups, too, but I've heard that it's there's a cost to it, but you can get it, like, for an entire organization, and then you can make as many listservs as you want if you have an account. But it's not... We were considering it for our neighborhood civic association as well. But I think it was pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm. May I respond?
Let's go to our Paul first, then we'll go back to you again, Paulina.
Yeah. One issue regarding group.io is they do data mining. So information that goes in there, they make money off of, which means us.
Paulina?
Yeah. Well, so do Yahoo Groups that we've been using, so does Google Groups. So I guess the only – and also when we use our local – when we say in-house, Microsoft still data mines us, I believe. I may be wrong, but it's a cost-benefit analysis. I think the data mining is almost unavoidable unless you pay not to be mined and then you're not even sure. I would suggest if we can get a quick response from Jonathan, how quickly he could set up a local listserv for us with the Pacifica server. And if that's an option that everybody wants to go with, I would not be opposed to that. I just thought that... the other thing that I wanted to mention as well, if the affiliates unit already has an account, shouldn't that be a Pacifica account, or is that separate? Just curious.
Maybe.
Anybody?
Maybe. I don't know, maybe. Nancy, back to the stack.
Yeah, Nancy, I'm just going to make a quick comment. My question was going to be, is anyone aware of a network response to this issue? Because it's an issue across the network. And so I think the answer is obviously no. And so perhaps, you know, whatever we do could possibly be used as a model for the network. But I think we should also, we should plan to do something for ourselves quickly and then, you know, see if we can develop a model for the network as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy. Okay, Nancy, I think
Fred.
Nancy was next. Go ahead. Nancy, then Fred.
one of the things that I did hear about, the good things that I heard about groups was that it's kind of, it would be kind of analogous to our Yahoo groups in that we could there's a separate file system that you can just, you know, upload files to, and you can evidently you can do that with groups IO, but not Google. You can't do that with Google groups.
Okay, are we reaching? Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I said I'll take responsibility to contact Jonathan and Otis and see, and get then email the group again with what kind of response I get, and see if we can't facilitate this in some kind of rapid order.
Would anyone else like to? I appreciate that. And we'll put all this in, I guess, into the form of a motion if needed or wanted. Arpal, you said you just set one up for the WBAI Finance Committee. Was it difficult and time-consuming? Was it easy? Could you apply those skills for us in a quick manner? Was that something you'd like to do, or would you rather
have somebody else? It takes 60 seconds, and... You know, it depends. What do we want to do is the question. And, yes, if I had to, I could set one up for the NFC. Whoever sets one up, it would be really good if they, if whoever sets it up includes somewhere in the title, and usually things like this have a title, the NatFinanceCom, those words that come up with the current mailing list, that way everybody who has filters will not have their filters broken.
That sounds good. Go ahead, Paulina.
Arpal, did you set it up for WBAI with Google Groups or with a different platform? Is my question, or with Pacifica is what I didn't quite understand. And then the other thing is, yes, definitely not NatFinanceCom should be the title. And finally, one last thing, I think we need a systems process that's better than it has been so far, meaning let's just say whoever sets up an account, for whatever reason, leaves Pacifica, the credentials for the control of these things should be kept in some kind of a centralized place that would be accessible by current and future Finance Committee chair or IED or however it should work. You know, I think that we should think about that as well. Thank you.
This is the chair with a quick response. I think that the governance committee is working on things along those lines, a repository for such kinds of things. So I don't think we would necessarily want to duplicate whatever they may or, you know, on the other hand, may not be doing. So I'm wondering if it would be appropriate here to have the secretary of the committee do this as far as the Google thing goes, and then, you know, be prepared when it's time for, you know, if when he decides he may want to pass the baton to someone else, then he could make that available. What do you think of that, Arpal?
Well, there were several questions in there, and with this last one, I forgot the first one. But let me do this part now, and then we'll get to the other parts, or else I'll forget it all again. Yes, I can set up a Google Groups in, you know, 60 seconds in a day or two. I have to get a treasurer's report done by 7 in the morning, so I ain't going to do it in the middle of the night. I could do that, and I could, I could do that very easily. There was another part to what James just asked me.
Well, I was saying as the secretary, you know, I think it might be appropriate because you are the secretary, and how about a way to leave it to your successor, you know, assuming have a sudden departure.
To answer that part of the question. That has been the policy here for years. The chair and the secretary are the co-owners of the list, except for the past several months because Yahoo has been collapsing for the past several months because they didn't data mine very efficiently, I guess. And so I have not been able to add James as an owner. I have tried a lot of times. So yes, anything we set up, which is not just just jury rigged list, I will make the two of us as the co-owners of the list, and you know, hope that we don't both get hit by an atomic bomb at the same time or something.
Very good. And at the same time, Fred is going to approach Jonathan and Paulina. Were you going to look into the group.io?
Sure, yeah, so that we keep that as an option. It's an alternative to Google, because it does sound, especially for Nancy's comment, that it might be just a better option. All of them data mine, but if groups is a more convenient option, we should go give away our data to them. But this is an option. Yeah, so I'll look into that. Thank you.
Okay, I'm thinking we don't need a motion for this if people will just do what they've committed to do. And I think if Arpal can easily set up a Google account in 60 seconds or, you know, some short period of time, we can rely on that for the next, you know, for our next, you know, couple of weeks. And then, you know, we'll see afterwards how the other things come together. Is that acceptable? Without a motion? Any objection? Okay. I'm going to ask for an objection one more time. If none, we'll just go ahead and do that.
Actually,
Paulina,
James,
I kind of object.
I have an objection.
Okay, I'm hearing a couple of objections. I heard Paulina first.
All right. May I motivate?
Please.
I would rather not have us proceed right away with creating a Google Groups if we can avoid it. Maybe we should just vote on the three options. One option would be going through Jonathan, the other is Google Groups, and the other is groups.io. And I don't know if we are ready to even opt for one as opposed to another, or maybe have a quick email about it in the next couple of days, but set a date in the next maybe 48 hours to decide, maybe over email. I don't know if that's too complicated. Perhaps I'm overcomplicating it, but I'm just thinking, I don't see why we need to go with Google Groups specifically, given that it's Google.
Any other discussion on that?
Yeah, James. Chris Corey?
Go ahead, Chris.
I kind of like Ron Paul suggested, Arpal suggested alternative, which was to basically just use our existing email lists using our known email addresses until we develop an alternative, and just try to get that done sometime within the next 2 weeks, and then we can finalize it then. And that way we wouldn't actually need to change anything or form any new groups. We wouldn't need to. The only thing that it would mean would be that we'd have this enormously long email list over the next couple of weeks. But that doesn't seem to me to be a terrible inconvenience to try and resolve this issue once and for all, if there are alternatives, and it sounds like there are.
All right, so now we're having several alternatives, and it looks like we're going to have a motion so that we can systematically decide which paths or all paths we want to go down. So can someone formulate a motion?
Sure, Paulina.
Go ahead. Do you want to just do it and email it?
Or maybe Chris, whatever Chris Corey just said, I would put that into the motion. So
okay, I can type it up. I can type it up.
Great.
Okay, I'll do that right now. I'm gonna put you guys on mute, but I'll listen.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Maybe this has already been discussed, but I'm wondering if not, how are we going to maintain all the old emails? Are we gonna migrate them over? That's that's what we ended up doing with our neighborhood listserv. We migrated all the emails over to some files on, we ended up going with Google Groups, but I think you can do that with Groups.io, or if we just go with a list of names, all of our old emails will just go poof, as I understand it. And don't we want to maintain those? Maybe our Paul knows more about that.
Our Paul for that?
Go ahead, our Paul.
They went poof a year ago. There is no archive of these emails for the past year. Prior to that, there were,
I
captured those. However, after that, Google destroyed all content, and so it operated as a pure mailing list. It went out, and that was it. There was no record of anything done. So,
okay. I forgot. Yeah, that's right.
Whatever we have in our email backlog is what we've got.
Okay.
Somebody may have to do some data mining to get that all organized at some point.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can migrate somebody's email of this listserv to wherever we're going.
Did I hear somebody else asking for the stack? Not hearing anyone else. Does anyone see if Chris has...
I just sent the motion a moment ago.
Yep.
Okay.
I see it. You want to read it, Chris?
Sure. I move that we use our existing email addresses for the next 2 weeks while we resolve the group emailing and resolve this issue amongst our alternatives at our next regular meeting.
That's okay with me. Any other discussion? Any objection?
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Make sure we don't argue about this for the next 10 years by reading it out.
We wouldn't do that, Arpal.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I have a motion from Chris Corey. Motion is that we use our existing email addresses for the next 2 weeks while we resolve the group emailing and resolve this issue among our alternatives at our next regular meeting.
Okay. Is that correct, Chris?
That is correct.
That's what I have. Okay. Any discussion? Any objection? So that's adopted. And, of course, the other items...
I had one little question that I'm wondering. I just wondered, do you think this is going to resolve the problem of Dwayne Lark not receiving notices like everybody else?
It may. We'll have to ask Dwayne. Do you have Google?
Was it a Yahoo problem?
Dwayne, do you have one to opine?
Well, I hope it does.
Perhaps we should just say, going forward, we'll see how it works. That might be the best thing right now.
Sure. And I just want to remind everybody, you know, we're still, I think, hoping that while no one will necessarily take any action, but we'll contact Jonathan and somebody will look into Group.io. And I guess, Arpal, we won't want you to create a Google group just yet until we see what we're going to decide. Okay. Any other discussion? Any other questions? I think we're well out of time for this item. So now we're up to the ICFO report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I must say, I need a little bit of ancillary business that we might as well get to, right?
Yes. Exactly. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. I have for me the October financials, and I'm hoping that all of you have received the many, many copies that we sent out, and I apologize We did have a correction, and I think at one time I probably even sent the wrong one out twice. So again, moving forward, again, the consolidated report shows a net income year-to-date through October 31st, 2020 of $169,000 versus $250,000 net income year-to-date as of last October, showing an overall decrease in income of about $81,000. If we go to individually to the stations, if you will, to kind of compare the variances. And before I finish with just the consolidated report, the total revenue year-to-date through October 2020 is $1.1 million versus $1.3 year-to-date of October 2019. So it's a decrease of $182,000 or 14%. On the expense side, certainly has improved. Year-to-date through October of overall expenses are $935,000 versus $1.3 from prior year. So a decrease of $100,000 or 10%. So as I go through the stations, I'm going to point out some of the differences, if I will. And please stop me if you have a question. Be happy to take the questions as they come. KPFA is an example. When you look at the revenue, $313,000 versus $402,000 is a decline of about $88,000 in revenue. I said that all wrong. I apologize. $303,000 versus $402,000. So even though the listener support is up, every other category, if you will, like donations, is down. So that is where the major extraordinary event comes in. Total operating expenses are about the same, about $30,000 lower than they were prior year. So for a net gain of $29,000 versus $87,000 from prior year. So about a $58,000 swing. Any questions on KPFA? Moving on to KPFK, again, an improvement for the month in income, if you will, revenue. Year-to-date, $399,000. Versus $421,000 from prior year. So a decline of $21,000 or 5%, if you will. Operating expenses at the station are about $43,000 higher, but that is due to the separation, if you will, and in larger expenses and payroll. When you look at net income, the station ended up at $66,000 in the black versus $132,000 prior year. So $65,000 decline from prior year, but in the black. Any questions on that?
Yes, I have a question. Yes. This is Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Was that Sharon first and then Duane?
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Thank you. Okay, yes, thank you. When you said KPFK had an increase in expenses due to separation, what did you mean by that?
Terminations, if you will.
Okay, so there was like increased
separation.
Cost. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Wayne?
Yeah, would you clarify that last answer at me? Clarify my question.
I will try it, Sarah. Go ahead.
No, the last question that was asked, what was your answer?
Oh, my answer was that the net difference, because personnel costs are greater overall, and
okay,
it be in personnel costs where the difference is from prior year. Is
okay,
separations.
I want to dig a little deeper for those who may not understand these technical terms of separation. Was it a direct relationship between the cost of doing business as it would be the salaries went up, salaries remained the same, the cost of insurance, the cost of benefits, or was it an additional cost for additional salaries or additional personnel?
No, it was neither. The expense line item is greater this year because there were some terminations, some separations, if you will. So the expense is there. It was greater because some vacation was paid out, I'm sure, and other costs associated with that.
Okay, I think that's clear today.
Severance was one of the big costs, I believe.
Two, yes.
Anyone else?
Paulina?
Thank you, Dwayne. Go ahead, Paulina.
Anita, I noticed that for both KPFA and KPFK, and I know you haven't gotten to the other stations yet, but I've been looking ahead, and it seems like for KPFA and KPFK, there are two line items that seem to be related or pretty much the same as listener support. So by the 5,000, item number 5,000 is listener support, and then there is a line item that is website income. I think we've brought this up before. That's 5011, right, 5011. Now, only KPFA and KPFK itemize their income that way. The other stations do not. It seems like, from having had conversations and working on this with our local treasurer who's on the call and with our local finance committee chair, this seems to be website income seems to be part of listener support. Would that be your assessment?
Obviously, what I've been following essentially is the chain of emails, if you will, about this. I'm not sure why two stations do classify each line item where others do not. So I can't answer that until I do some research.
Okay. Thank you.
This is the chair with a question. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
I also have a question. Okay, just going back to KPFA, Anita, because I'm looking at it more closely. If I understand what is happening is it's line 12 donations that's down this year. Is that what you're finding? So listener support remained actually went up, but donations line 12 went down.
Yes, and I have not gotten a hold of the business manager. I will reach out for clarification.
About what donations is?
Donation revenue. In other words, what caused...
Okay. Yes, that was my question. So thank you. Yeah, I would like to understand that also.
We will...
I have another question as well.
Are you done, Sharon?
Thank you. Yes, I'm done.
Thank you. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. Anita, have you made an analysis as to a breakout of the revenues with respect to large donors as opposed to memberships that generated the revenue?
No, sir, we have not. We're actually in the middle of doing that. We have started for last year or through September in order to be able to dig deeper, if you will.
And would you put that in an addendum report, or that's just going to not be reported out? Or can I or any other member of the finance committee get that particular item report?
I could send all of you a separate email on it with the attachment.
I would appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other question? I have a question myself, if no one else has one at the moment. And Anita, the question of how the people, the different stations are reporting the income, is that a question of chart of accounts, or is that just they have a complete separate category, and this is the matter of, is this the backing out of the cost of the premiums question and the website income question?
I don't think they're backing out premiums because they're showing that as an expense further down. So, I mean, the numbers that you're looking at on the revenue side are truly, I mean, are their numbers being extracted from your accounting platform, if you will. And all of those primarily are being, though I've not seen a membership report that indicates the total revenue. That is really what I'm asking for now, is a report from Allegiance, if you will, for those stations that can provide it, where we can see pledges. Obviously, we do get the cash. I mean, that's being deposited. We're reconciling or reviewing the bank reconciliations to determine that. But the in-depth is really to be able to show a report that is supplied to us from Allegiance that shows the revenue, if you will, in all the different categories.
And what about the question of some stations have certain categories that others are lumping together, such as website income? Some
right.
are lumping that into... Yes. Listener support, and some are separating it out from listener support.
Correct. I have no idea why some do and some don't, but I would love to is get caught up a little bit in order to spend some time with the business managers by Zoom to get some of their input and also to standardize this so we can really compare apples to apples.
Yes, I think that would be very advantageous. And does it affect the bottom line? Are those numbers aggregated by you on your end eventually anyway as total income?
I mean, yes. I mean, we're putting together the spreadsheet that you're seeing, which is a culmination of all the stations, but it doesn't change the bottom line.
Yes, that was the question. Thank you. I think I heard someone else. Any other questions, or should she go on? I guess let's go ahead, Anita.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
KPFT is an example. We look at revenue year-to-date, $54,000. Prior year, they were at $136,000. And when I look at prior year in listener support, that's really where the difference is at. They were at $126,000 versus this year at $51,000. So a $75,000 swing, if you will. Expenses about the same. There's no change there. The year-to-date actual net income, in this case, a loss of $13,000. Prior year, they were at $74,000 in the black. Any questions there before I move on to WBAI? Hearing none, WBAI actually shows an improvement. Year-to-date actual of $93,000 for the month. Prior year, they were at $57,197. So about a $35,000, almost $30,000. $6,000 swing. When you look at expenses, they were a little bit higher, about $17,000 more than prior year. I think most of the expense is in administration. I have not dug deep enough to see where that variance is, but I will let you know. So year-to-date, they showed a little loss of about 31,000 versus prior year about 49,000. So an $18,000 improvement, if you will. WPFW, they in total revenue, $212,000. Prior year, they were at $228,000. So it's a small decline of $16,000 overall. Expenses, about the same. Well, they're a little over in personnel costs, about $6,700. In other words, they ended the month by $49,000. Prior year was $55,000. There is about a $26,000 swing in also administration, and we'll find out what that is. That is, again, the bottom line net income ended the month at $65,136 in the black. Prior year, there were at $102,902 in the black. So a decline of about $37,000.
Anita, this is the chair. I have a quick question. I have my screen on the agenda, so I'm not looking at the spreadsheet that you're working from, and I'm thinking of the people who are listening on the stream. And I wasn't sure that you identified which way that swing in administrative expenses went. Was it up or down?
Up, sir.
Thank you. I thought so. And I thought I heard another voice.
Arpal for a question, fast one this time.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, I'm looking. Okay, I'm switching back and forth here between the spreadsheet, which is, without hearing about the lines and stuff, is really hard to follow. You have a narrative that you sent out, the narrative for October 2020, and some of these numbers look different in the narrative.
I'm going by the narrative. I apologize. I'm just reading it off of the spreadsheet, but I'll look at that. There was no changes to the narrative that we sent out for October. But I'll look for it. I will look at
Paulina.
Hold on, Paulina. I don't think Anita's done answering.
Sure. Oh, sorry about that.
I was actually, what I was saying, that I'm not looking at the narrative, but I will. I didn't see any changes, but I'll go back and look to see.
Okay, sorry, Paulina. Go ahead.
No problem. It looks like the consultants in the line labeled as consultants, temps, and contractuals, which is the, sorry, I'm looking at my phone, so I don't know the number of that line, but it goes right under line item 6530.
It's 58.
Okay, line 58. Yeah. So that seems to be the biggest change for BAI, at least, that the prior year to date and current, $17,801.01 versus only $2,627.50. If I'm misreading it, that's correct. That's what I said. So. Is that something that anybody wants to address, or is that something that we can take up later in terms of how consultants, temps, and contractuals, how that that works, especially given that we have a hiring freeze?
Chris Corey for the stack.
I want to ask Paulina, who was that question addressed to, if anyone?
It's just me trying to get some bearings on this. It's not hard to eyeball this thing and see that's where the expenses have gone up. I don't know who it might be addressed to, if to James.
It might be. I'm going to just suggest that it might be. We're implementing a change to Allegiance. It could be that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.